Welcome to the first Saturday in May. Our vantage point is kind of beside the millionaires, overlooking the finish line here at Churchill Downs. The weather is just lovely. Mr. Schulz?
Yes?
You're sticking with Silent King as your favorite choice, I guess.
You betcha.
Are you sticking with your forecast as well?
You betcha.
Oh, let's
I didn't get up early this morning just to change my mind.
Let's move down to the infield where we're looking for Nancy and Bill.
We've got a group of guys from England, and you are?
Dave, I think.
Mick Richards.
Sir Michael Henry.
Vince Parker.
Anthony Radcliffe.
Mick Jagger. Lead us in a song, guys.
One, two, three, four.
Swing low, sweet chariots, coming for to carry me home.
I tell you, this was actually a visual event.
Yes, we had some great visual effects to go along with that. Leave that to your imagination.
This is Doug, and I've got a gentleman who came in all the way from Fresno. I want you to meet Bruce Watkins. Bruce, how are you?
I'm doing just sensational. I've got my Mickey Mouse t-shirt on. I am excited about being here. Is this the Derby? Is this all there is? Where's the women, though? That's what I'm looking for around here.
There are lots of them. Look around you, Bruce. Where? There are some lovely ladies who are here today.
This isn't like Disney World, though.
No, no. Why is that?
It's not as many rides.
Listen, who's your favorite in the Derby, Bruce?
I'm going for So Vague.
That seems rather apropos. Listen, Bruce,
that's
I want
to...
Yeah, there's really... That's right, a Kentucky woman.
Ooh, I'll take her.
Now, Melissa Forsythe is a beautiful woman. She said, I'm not interviewing anybody who's prettier than I am. However, here's Melissa Forsythe.
This beautiful woman is Olivia Newton-John. What is your reaction so far to Derby Festival Week?
Well, I'm tired. No, I've met some really nice people. Everyone's very friendly and hospitable. The men in Louisville have been saying, Olivia Newton-John, Olivia Newton-John, and you're just as gorgeous in person. I wish everybody could see how pretty you are. You think you'll be back next year? Yeah, you never know. If I do well tomorrow. No, I would like to come back. It's great. I love horses.
You can't believe that Olivia Newton-John is here, right? You just won't believe it.
I can't believe it.
But you heard her on
the
radio.
She's up there, really?
Right there.
Would you describe Liz... That outfit right in front of you.
She is in unquestionably the best looking outfit I've seen today.
Oh yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry, Doug. You're in a nice looking outfit too, but it's not in the same league.
I mean, is this worth $2?
They're off. Popcorn casserole from the outside gets away well. Under the finish line, Atlantis gets the win for Pat Day.
Naomi Shooter, are
yes.
you ready to find out how much you win?
I'm excited and anxious.
Atlantis pays $10.20.
All right. That's wonderful.
$19.80 is yours. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
We were here where the action was.
It's pretty quiet here
so,
right now.
So, Wayne, the ladies' restroom.
It's safe.
Yeah, safe. No
There's
problems.
Not much of a line or anything.
No, take a seat, nothing, man.
Good luck, guys. Hang in there. Getting ready for the Kentucky Derby requires a lot of work and a lot of concentration and attention. V, where do I find you?
Wayne, Rob, who's working here with me, had that Kentucky club, Kentucky salami, Kentucky bologna, Kentucky cheese, and he's living. He's going fine, and he had a winner. I couldn't believe he ate that sandwich.
Maureen Sharp in LaGrange, Kentucky. Hello, how are you?
Hi.
Well,
oh,
you sure
fine.
Picked a pretty day to have a derby party.
Oh, it is.
What kind of pressures does that put on you to have to entertain these folks who come in from out of town?
Oh, I'm just losing my mind, that's all.
Other than that, you're having a great time.
My brother-in-law said I've aged 2 years in the last 2 hours.
Milton Metz has found a sports star here for the Kentucky Derby.
Baseball immortal Johnny Bench. He's wearing a cowboy hat. He's smoking an expensive cigar.
I'm chewing on a cigar.
There is a difference.
Well, you gotta win a race before you can light it up. Does that tell you about my expertise?
I didn't know that. What were you doing with those tickets?
These tickets?
Yeah, you were tearing them up, I'm afraid.
Yeah, they say unlucky gambler and lucky in love, so I guess you know what I'm thinking of. And hi, what time do you get off, honey?
That fella does hobnob with neat people, doesn't he?
We're here with a bunch of Mud Hens fans from Toledo. When did you all get down here?
Yesterday. Yeah. Thursday.
Do you know what day this is?
Derby Day! Waited all year for this day. Here it is. Sunshine and it's beautiful. Come on down here and join us.
Who cares? I mean,
what?
For heaven's sake.
Who cares?
I'm having a mint julep. I want you all to meet Ron Williams. Ron is doing his level best to try and sell mint julep. He sold me one.
Put more pep in your step, more glide in your stride, more dip in your hip, more bright to your sight.
Can you handle it? What do you think about that?
I think it's done all those things and more to you, Doug.
I think they're delicious.
Concerned about the next interview. I think I better grab the equipment and run for my life.
They're off. And it is Erudite with the lead. Erudite will win it at the finish line. line. Erudite wins it by about 4 lengths.
Jim Ragland of Prospect, Kentucky. Erudite wins, and you win $7.40.
Good, good. Don't buy me a cheap bottle of wine.
Let's see if they found any winning tickets in the infield.
Now we're in Australia.
I've tried to get these people to sing Timey Kangaroo Down Sport, but they will not do it.
Some of them love Vegemite sandwiches, and some of them don't.
Vegemite sandwiches, mate. Did I do good? How well did I do?
Fair dinkum. Fair dinkum.
What does that mean?
Too right.
How are we doing?
Hey, we'll be here.
Okay.
Take no prisoners.
You guys got any tips on the Derby yet?
The Aussie lady was too busy charging admission to her tent so people could change.
I see.
Okay. You have a hot tip on the Derby, sir?
Just get wasted.
Advice like that's going to get you all the way to 25. Have a lovely day.
It's my first real adult women type hat that I've ever worn, and for the first time it just blew off. You think I panicked? And I just placed my first bed.
No kidding.
Now, I don't know, as a church-going lady, whether that's a good thing to do or not, so I promise that I will tithe my winnings.
Just but give me the money. That's all I care. Bill Cody.
This man has just ripped off the microphone.
What's going on?
Bring back the microphone.
Back.
Okay.
He's stealing your microphone?
We're under control. We're near Chicken, Alaska.
Land of the individual and other endangered species.
Everybody's wearing a band around here. It looks like you're from the hospital.
We are. That's
really?
We're taking you there as soon as we finish this interview.
Oh, we're all going to meet at the hospital. That's great.
That's not bad. Now, you've got to tell us who's going to win the Derby.
If the track is fast, I like Swale.
Dan Issel, our guest on Millionaire's Row.
Gary Yunt is with the Denver Post. And, Gary, what do you think about this one?
I think you might have just seen a preview in the last race with what Pinkai did with the winner. He's riding Swale today.
So you like Swale?
I love Swale.
Who's going to go second?
Who knows?
Oh, let's see who Liz Curtis likes.
I'll tell you. I had a gentleman calling after me saying, talk to me, talk to me. And it sounded kind of like Wayne. Come to me, come to me. Thanks very much for coming to me, Wayne.
Roaming the infield here at Historic Churchill Downs are Bill Cody and Liz Crane.
Thank you, George Perky. This is Bill Cody and Nancy Crane. We're with the first family of the infield, the Gast family, who are from all over.
Yes, I'm Stevie Gast.
Jennifer Gast. I'm original Gast. Judy Gast.
I'm Mama Gast.
And I'm just a Gast.
Two of my favorite people I have discovered on the backside are Alice and Ralph. Alice is an exercise girl, and Ralph is her trusty dog. We will not have a conversation with Ralph today.
Oof. Doggone it.
Walter Cronkite, everybody. Good to have you back this year.
It's great to be back. It's obviously one of the great events of the year.
Anything coming up for you that you're really looking forward to?
A little tennis.
Let's find Nancy and Bill. Where are you now?
We're here in Canada.
Grass is green, the roses are still red, the people are still drunk, and we are still here.
That's right. Gene Hackman, a pleasure to have you with us for your first Derby. What do you think so far?
Well, it's terrific. I'm amazed. If you've never been here, I don't think there's any way to describe the event itself. There's just no way to even photograph that mass of humanity out there.
Ken Kirchival, who plays Cliff Barnes on Dallas. With him is a Louisville native, Ava Fox, his fiancée, and he wants to spear her away from Louisville. Is that right, Ken?
Well, I think I have, but she keeps bringing me back, which is all right, because I love it around here.
I must have your Derby pick. I don't know.
Right now, let's find out what's happening in the infield.
The only way you can really see the horses is if you get somebody on your shoulders.
So the people on your shoulders.
I saw these girls, and I wish they had two other guys. They'd probably all see the race. Us guys got to sit below and not see anything. So that's why men are on Earth, you know, so the women can have things easier.
So the women can see the Derby.
Boy, Nancy Gray's going to let him in.
Chivalry is not dead in the infield.
Yeah, is the chicken good?
Yes.
I would think so. You've got grease dripping off your chin. And...
I like Swale, I think, to win.
Okay, deal. Mm-hmm. Okay, Kaywood. Well, you've seen a bunch of them. You haven't had a win in a few years?
Woody Stevens' name will be on the program, but the man who has really brought Swale up to the Kentucky Derby is Mike Griffin. And, Mike, how's he coming up to today's race?
I think he's coming up to it real good. He's feeling good, and he seems to be fit. He likes the racetrack real well.
A lot of luck to you.
Thank you.
Swale has gone by Althea to take the lead. Swale is out by a length and a half. It is fight over in second. Biloxi Indian running well in third as Althea drops back fourth. At the head of the stretch, Swale drawing away, leads it by five. Here comes fight over into second. It is at the threshold, driving up into third. Coax Me Chad is fourth along the rail, and it is life's magic after that. But with the 16th of a mile to go, it's Swale drawing away. Swale has the lead. Coax Me Chad, an outsider, is second. Under the finish line, Swale, Lafitte Pinkai, and Claiborne Farm have their first win in the Kentucky Derby.